Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 970. And all of a sudden, my soul was flooded with the light of the knowledge of God. Oh, would that I could express even a little of what my soul experiences when resting near the heart of the incomprehensible majesty. I cannot put it into words. Only a soul who has experienced such a grace at least once in his life will recognize it. When I returned to my room, it seemed to me that I was coming from real life to death. When the doctor came to take my pulse, he was surprised. "Sister, what happened? You have never had a pulse like this. I would like to know what has speeded it up so much." What could I tell him, when I myself did not know that my pulse was so rapid? I only know that I am dying of yearning for God. But this I did not tell him, for how can medicine help in this instance? February 19th, 1937. Contact with the dying. They ask me for prayer, and I can pray, as the Lord grants me an extraordinary spirit of prayer. I am constantly united with Him, and I am fully aware that I live for souls in order to bring them to Your mercy, O Lord. In this matter, no sacrifice is too insignificant. Today, the doctor decided that I am to stay here until April. It is God's will, even though I did want to be back in the company of my sisters. I learned today about the death of one of our sisters who died in Płock. But she visited me even before they told me about her death. February 22, 1937. Today there began in our chapel a retreat for the hospital attendants, although anyone who wishes may take part in it. There is one conference a day. Father Bonaventure speaks for a whole hour, and he speaks directly to souls. I took part in this retreat as I very much desired to know God more deeply and to love Him more ardently, for I have understood that the greater the knowledge, the stronger the love. Today I heard these words: "Pray for souls that they be not afraid to approach the tribunal of my mercy. Do not grow weary of praying for sinners. You know what a burden their souls are to my heart. Relieve my deathly sorrow. Dispense my mercy." February 24th, 1937. Today, during Holy Mass, I saw the dying Jesus. The sufferings of the Lord pierced my soul and body in an invisible manner. The pain is enormous, though it lasts a very short time. During the singing of the Lenten Lamentations, I am so taken up with His passion that I cannot withhold my tears. I would like to hide somewhere in order to give myself freely to the sorrow which flows from the consideration of His passion. When I was praying for the intention of Father Andrasch, I learned how very pleasing he is to God. Since then, I have had even greater respect for him, as for a saint. This has given me great joy, and I thank God fervently for it. Today, at benediction, I saw Jesus, and he spoke these words to me: "Be obedient to your director in everything. His word is my will. Be certain that in the depths of your soul, that it is I who am speaking through his lips. And I desire that you reveal the state of your soul to him with the same simplicity and candor as you have with me. I say it again, my daughter, know that his word is my will for you." Today I saw the Lord in great beauty, and he said to me, "My loving host, pray for priests, especially during this time of harvest. My heart is pleased with you, and for your sake I am blessing the earth." Faustina received a very special grace here of being flooded with the light and the knowledge of God. We can't imagine what that would be like since we haven't experienced it. She writes of having a physical consequence of her spiritual experience, a speeded up pulse, which puzzled her doctor. Faustina was disappointed when the doctor decided that she would be in the sanatorium until April. It was the middle of February at that time, but she accepted God's will, even though she longed to be with her community. St. Faustina writes of participating in a retreat in the hospital chapel. Jesus asked Faustina to pray for souls so that they wouldn't be afraid to approach the tribunal of mercy. This is the sacrament of confession. Jesus himself waits for us with great patience, tenderness, and mercy in this sacrament. And so we should never be afraid of going to confession, and we should do so regularly. Faustina continued to intercede and have a close connection with the dying. One of the sisters died and came to visit Faustina before others had even told her that the sister was dead. So it seems that Faustina is living here on earth and in heaven practically at the same time. Faustina writes of being so moved by Jesus' passion that she wants to be alone, to cry and give full vent to her emotions. And then Faustina is given insight about the holiness of Father Andrasch. Father Sopochko has already been beatified. Perhaps Father Andrasch will one day be beatified as well. It's interesting that the Lord gave her two saints to help her to grow in holiness. And then Jesus calls Faustina to great obedience to her spiritual director. And Jesus asks her to pray for priests, and he blesses the earth because he is so pleased with her. The saints among us are saving the world. Let's join their ranks.